revenue isn't what it used to be on this program. So we've been forced to take our tennis correspondent basically where we can, and he's on the line now. Guido Hatzis, welcome to Australia Overnight.
Yeah, mate, it's good to be here.
Now, Guido, the booing at the tennis last night, what did you think of that?
Well, mate, the same thing happened at the Greek Open last year.
The Greek Open, really?
Yeah, mate, the crowd booed when they announced that for the first time ever, the winner would have to pay something called tax, whatever that is.
Tax, okay. Guido, just out of interest, what is the Greek Open? What is the prize money?
€2 million, but less for cash.
Of course, yeah, that'd be the way, wouldn't it? Now, well, Guido, just before you go, change tack now. You must be concerned for the fellow Greek, the Duke of Edinburgh, who's currently in hospital.
But I don't know if he's going to die because I haven't seen The Crown, so I don't want to do a spoiler alert. But, mate, if he does, I just hope they give him a traditional Greek funeral.
A traditional Greek funeral. How does that work?
Well, mate, firstly, you've got to get the royal hearse, right? Then you lower it, put new rims on it, and turn off the traction control system.
What for?
So you can do burnouts, respectful burnouts. They use them post on Facebook.
Right, okay. I guess for the royal family, that's the first stage of grief, isn't it?
No, it's the second, mate. The first is arguing about who gets to inherit all those rental properties that he's got in Oakley.
Of course, yeah. Phil the Greek has a whole heap of rental properties. Okay, thank you for that, Guido. I think we'll leave it there.
The ones he bought for cash.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Guido.
When he won the Greek Open.
All right. Yep. Good. Thank
you. Before that stupid drug testing.
Before the drug. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that, Guido. Great to have your informed opinion on the program, as always.